Oh, listeners, we're going to have fun today talking to Charlotte Thilo. Charlotte, where are you now?
So I am located in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. We know it well.
Yes.
We had our children lived in Greenwood for a few years. So it's a
Indeed.
very pretty place. Yeah. Now, Charlotte, now your company is Olio Piro, which is a family company. Tell us a little bit about your main purpose is a quality olive oil. Is that correct?
This is correct. Our purpose is to produce very high quality olive oil and to distribute it nationwide in the US and worldwide.
Could you give us a little bit of background on the company? I mean, how old is it? Where is it located?
Absolutely. So our production activity in Italy has been going on for 20 years. My brother has been producing very, very high quality olive oil, but in very small amounts. It's
Okay, now
only in 2019.
your brother is Romer Piro, who's not with us today, but we should acknowledge that you are a duo working with a master miller, Daniele Liporte. Is that true?
This is correct.
Good. Now tell us about how did this company get started?
So my brother was producing a small amount of bottles every year and selling them mainly in Paris. He would drive his production to Paris and sell them, pretty much knocking the doors of all the Michelin star restaurants and selling them the bottles in the back alley. So this was his business MO at the time. It's in 2019 that he came and to the US and asked me once again to help him market the oil on the US market. When he came in 2019 to visit me, I didn't know that he was bringing with him a sample of his new branded bottle, which had the brand Piro on it, the same one that we are currently marketing. I had never seen it, and we had never discussed putting our last name as the brand of this fantastic olive oil. And so he showed me this beautiful bottle and this beautiful sample and said, "Come on now, let's do this." And in 2019, I accepted. I said, "Fine, if you put my name on that bottle, what can I say but yes." So this is how it happened. That was a beautiful summer in Lake George, New York, and we decided to partner up and get this olive oil to the American market.
Now, you grow your grapes in the Maremma, huh?
So the olives are grown on trees located in the Maremma region, more specifically in the Monte Amiata area. The Monte Amiata is a very special place for olive trees. The olive trees we work with were not planted. They are not cultivated. Those trees were here before humans colonized the region.
Yeah,
So
very
we are
old trees,
talking
yeah.
about very old trees. We're talking about varieties that have been in that extremely rich biodiversity of Monte Amiata for centuries. They have been in this very fertile soil, which is a volcanic soil of Monte Amiata. It used to be a volcano. And they are
Beautiful.
extremely rich in polyphenols and in all the very healthy components that make olive oil such a healthy product. So we work with a I'm so sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to let Anne know that this is a place that we actually went to on one of our many trips to Italy.
This is fantastic. I hope you fell in love. I hope you fell in love,
Oh,
just
yeah.
like my brother did when he first saw the place. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No. I went to school many years ago in Florence, which is close by, and we love the Joe Bastianich's and Lydia Bastianich's place. He has a vineyard, I believe, in the Maremma, as well as in Friuli. What are the factors in the terroir that makes the Maremma so marvelous? For let's say cattle, grapes, yeah, and what else? I mean, like, what are the
So
characteristics of the terroir?
what really makes this terroir very special is the two factors I mentioned before. Number one, it's a volcanic soil, extremely
Yeah.
fertile. And the second thing that makes this terroir very specifically beneficial for olive trees is its biodiversity. In other
I
words,
see.
our trees in the Maremma in Monte Agnata are in a ecosystem of other species, artichoke, almond trees, tomato trees, lots of grass and herbs. And it is not by chance that our olive oil has aromas of artichoke,
Right.
almond, apple, tomato leaf. This comes from the years and centuries of biodiversity of our growth. And this is something that you cannot replicate. This is something that cannot be done anywhere else but exactly where we are.
If I'm remembering correctly, the time when we were in this part of Italy, we noted that people were picking chestnuts off the ground, very, very many of
Correct.
them. And
Yeah, they were picking them right off the ground.
yeah, and that was really unusual. And we went on from there, as I recall, to a wine region called Bulgari.
Is
And
that true? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know whether it was exactly that
Your
place or
memory's
not.
better than mine.
Yeah, my memory is a little shaky.
No.
But I do remember that we went to Cortona during that visit, and we had lunch at Osteria del Teatro, and we ate the piece of Florentian
I don't remember.
beef.
Oh yeah, the beef.
No, we couldn't imagine we ate, but we ate it all.
Yeah. Yeah, and so
That's
it's an
very
ideal
interesting.
location, huh? Pardon? You said?
This is a very interesting story.
Now, I mean, how many different products do you actually make?
So we make two olive oils. We make the finishing oil called Piro. It's a fantastic finishing oil that is really made to support the food and make it more delicious.
I love it. Love
Beautiful
it,
olive
love it.
oil. Thank you so much. It's a very assertive, very aromatic olive oil, but it is really made to finish and to be a dipping oil also for your bread. You know, it goes very well with to be drizzled on soups, to be drizzled on rice and pasta already finished. Of course, it does a fantastic dressing if mixed with a good young balsamic. And actually, our olive oil Piro is also fantastic to cook with. You can cook with
Yeah,
Piro,
now
and
tell us
what the
about that.
result. Yeah, the
Tell
result
us
you get
about
is
that because
absolutely amazing.
they tell you should not cook with the extra virgin olive oil because of all kinds of reasons why. But yours is good to
You
cook with. Why is that?
can absolutely cook with any extra virgin olive oil. there is no reason not to cook with extra virgin olive oil. However, you shouldn't cook at a temperature higher than 380 degrees Fahrenheit. 380 is really the smoking point of the extra virgin olive oil. Beyond this, the olive oil is no longer beneficial and can become detrimental. Below this temperature, it conserves a lot of benefits, and it's a wonderful oil to use for cooking. So I absolutely encourage people to cook with olive oil. So really, 380 degrees under this, you can bake, you can roast, you can sauté, no problem at all. Really, the only thing you cannot do is sizzle or fry.
I see.
These are the only two things you cannot do with extra virgin olive oil, but all the rest, please do it and use a high-quality extra virgin olive oil. The flavor and the digestibility of your food will be highly improved. So, yes, you can cook with Piro. However, Piro happens to be a pricey olive oil. Our suggested retail price is $56 on the shelf. Few people want to cook with an oil that is $56 per bottle, which I absolutely respect. And this is why we created our new product that was launched this year, actually late 2024. This product is called Cucino. Cucino means I cook in Italian. And it really invites people to cook with olive oil, with extra virgin olive oil. This particular extra virgin olive oil, when cooked with, will give you exactly the same result as if you were cooking with Piro. The only difference is it comes in an aluminum recyclable bottle, and it is less expensive. Cucino's suggested retail price is $39 for 750 milliliters. You get more for less money, and you don't feel guilty cooking with it. But cooking with either or will bring you the same fantastic, tasty result of which our customers are used with Piro. How did we do this? Because people, it would be fair to ask. Well, Piro is composed of five different varieties of olives. Three of them are the typical Tuscan, Santoio, Moraiolo, Lecchino. And we have two more olives. One of them is the Oliva Stralsegianese. This olive is endemic to the region of Seggiano on Monte Amiata and only grows there. The other olive we use is a Puglian Coratina. So what we did is we removed those last two olives from the formula of Piro because those two olives don't survive the cooking process very well. You lose their flavor. But they also happen to be the more difficult olives to handle or to acquire. So thanks to this change in formula, we could create the Cucino with the three typical Tuscan, Frantoio, Moraiolo, Lecchino, which are three varieties very resistant to the cooking process, and that give exactly the same result as you do when you cook with Piro.
I must admit that I think that the technique involved in your production is very sophisticated. At a time when people have become suspect about the purity of olive oil, you make a good case for your technique, assuring that it is prime olive oil and prevent oxidation and other nasty things that can happen to olive oil. Could you describe about why you or how you produce your olives from when you grow them?
Absolutely.
You pick them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So olives are harvested very early. We are one of the first producers to harvest whenever the harvest is ready because it's really up to nature. But we are a very early harvester. And from the moment the olives are harvested, the clock starts ticking. We need to bring them to the mill immediately. So our olives are milled just a few hours after being harvested, we use small cases to collect them to avoid bruising. They are harvested and milled right away. The milling process lasts just about 45 minutes from the time the olive comes in the mill to the time we get the olive oil. So it's a relatively fast process. It's very high in energy. It's a very noisy process. So we wash the olives first, then they are being crushed, then they are being milled for about 20 to 25 minutes, and the kneading process happens in a machine called the gramola, and this is where the magic happens. This is where the extra virgin olive oil is created from the kneaded olives and olive spits at low temperature, hence the name cold press. Extra virgin olive oil. So we press at a very low control temperature. After the olive oil appears, we have to separate the olive oil from the paste, which is done with a centrifugation system. Then we receive an olive oil which is impure, not yet filtered, and we filter this olive oil with two different processes to get a very pure and exceptionally pure, actually, extra virgin olive oil. From there, the olive oil is placed into an oxygen-free environment. They are placed into stainless steel tanks that are pre-filled with an inert gas, and they will rest them in there for a week or two until they can be bottled. Also under oxygen-free environment, the bottles we use are pre-filled with the inert gas, and when we fill them with olive oil, we get them capped, and whatever air you can see in the bottle is actually not oxygen, it is nitrogen. And this allows us to avoid completely any oxidation factors, the oxidation factors being for the olive oil, oxygen, light, and temperature. So we are very, very specific about how the bottles are handled. They are never left in the sun, and of course they are in very thick, dark glass, completely UV-proof, and they are also kept in a controlled temperature until they arrive to the U.S. where they are distributed. Yes, it's a very heavy bottle. The Piro bottle is a true luxury object. We are very, very proud of it. We have a very distinctive label, which is black and white with some embossed writing in gold. There's no olive tree on our label. There's no map of Italy on our label. It's just a simple word, Piro, extra high antioxidant extra virgin olive oil. And we're very lucky to be very recognizable, and people who look for us in a store will recognize our bottle right away.
Your marketing is also very sophisticated. Can you tell me, like, where is your biggest market? I mean, you mentioned Paris, but you're in the United States. Who do you market to, and what is the biggest geographic chunk of your market?
So the way we marketed the olive oil was had to be changed against our will for the simple reason that our very first sample pallet arrived in the U.S. in March 2020. So we got stopped net by the pandemic.
Oh, right.
And all our plans, yes, all our plans to go and meet store owners and meet chefs for restaurants was completely nipped in the bud. So we had to turn around very quickly and become direct-to-consumer providers. We created a website, and we are now doing a very large amount of our sales directly to consumers. We have several hundred subscribers who receive our olive oil every 1 or 2 months directly to their home. at a very good discount because our suggested retail price is $56, but our subscription is $41 with the shipping. So it's a very good deal. A lot of people who buy once or twice end up buying a subscription and receiving it on a regular basis. So our direct-to-consumer is very active. We also are now on Amazon. We have a lot of sales on Amazon. We have a lot of sales in subscription. And people find us on social media and come buy our olive oil directly on our website. Now, after the pandemic was over and everything started to open up in 2022, 2023, we didn't waste time and reached out right away to all the chefs and restaurants that we were hoping to work with. We were very fortunate, and our day was a beautiful day when we received a phone call from 11 Madison Park, which was in late 2023, who said, you know what, we would love to bring your products on board. So we were very excited about this. My brother flew from Italy to meet with the chefs. We had a fantastic tasting in their test kitchen above the restaurant that's called 11 Madison Home. And they decided to bring in our olive oil, but also our balsamic. We have a very high quality balsamic from Modena, made in Modena. So 11 Madison Park brought our two products, and to this day, we still sell to them. So we're very excited about this. So that was really a game changer for us. After then, we started working with many other very high-end restaurants all around the U.S., not only New York City, but we are in many Ritz-Carlton, Rosewood Hotels, Four Seasons. The chefs find us and order our products. We are very, very proud to provide these very high-quality kitchens around the U.S. We are also very active in the retail, gourmet store front. So we are available in California in Air One, which is this very high-quality supermarket chain. And around the U.S., we have about 200 independent stores who carry us. And those stores could be Italian stores, gourmet stores, butcher shops, cheese shops, or even lifestyle stores who would sell gifts and furniture. Yes, so we are in a lot of different concept stores, but people love us. And, you know, a store would bring in first sometimes our smaller size, the 250 milliliter, but their next order is always the 500 milliliter, and their third order always includes the cucino. We have this, you know, we fold into the customer's lifestyle, and they always want more and larger products. So we're very, very lucky to have a very special product.
Well, you certainly have, and beautifully presented. I mean, what else can you conquer? Really, what's next in the development of the company?
So a little bit like we didn't really choose at the very beginning to go direct to consumer, but we had no choice because of the pandemic. Well, 2025 is giving us another challenge, which is the tariffs coming in now at the border when you import from Europe. So we are now very active in developing other markets. We actually are now distributing in South Korea. We are now distributing in England. We should be distributing in Singapore and Japan starting this year, as well as Germany. So we are opening new international markets simply because we cannot depend on only one market.
Hello? Oops. What happened?
Hi there.
Yeah.
And Canada will be also one of our export countries next year.
Okay, wow. I mean, you're fast growing. What did you do before this company?
So before this company, I was not in the luxury food industry. Sorry, I was not in the food industry, but I was in the luxury industry. I sold luxury homes in the beautiful town of Miami.
Oh, okay.
And this is where I learned that as long as the product is of high quality, there is no limit to, is of high quality and brings true value. You shouldn't be afraid to sell it for its true value and price. Because let me tell you, bringing in a $56 bottle of olive oil on the market in the U.S.,
yeah,
where the most expensive olive oil you could buy was maybe $42, was a true challenge. But our olive oil is not pricey by choice. It is pricey because it's a very expensive olive oil to make. Very expensive olive oil to make. But we were received wide open arms by our direct consumers through the website, and we received right away absolutely amazing testimonials, which were not solicited, but I received letters and emails saying, you changed my life. You are the olive oil I've been waiting for my entire life. Some people would say, thank God I don't need to smuggle in my olive oil from Tuscany anymore, right? I bring a product that was not available here in the U.S. at the time, and we really feel the need, and we receive a true passion from our followers.
Well, you've had a lot to overcome with the whole industry. People very suspicious of olive oil these days because of
true.
All of the, yeah. So you, how did you win over the skeptics?
Well, we are as transparent as we could be, and our production process is extremely traceable. And we really have nothing to hide. Our olives come from exactly where we tell you they come from. Our process of import is very simple, and from point A to point B, there's no middleman. We own the production in Italy, and we own the distribution here in the U.S. So it's a really a one-person, a two-person show, I should say.
Well, I love talking to you about it. I love the product. Asharda Piro, of Oleo Piro, and you present it so well. Why would everybody not just trust and lunge for it? It's really a great product. I thank you for taking the time to talk to us about it, and continued success, dear.
It was a pleasure talking to you about it. Thank you for your really interesting questions, and I really hope your listeners will have an interest contacting us on our website, oleo-piro.com, if they wanted to try our product.
Thank you for reminding me to get that in there. Thanks, Charlotte. Bye-bye.
It is my pleasure. Goodbye.
Bye.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.